This is Daguerreos Masculus Nictar Flies. That is two, three-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Daguerreos. This is flyer number 739, entitled Masculists Don't Respect Women. Description. This flyer states that men don't respect women and explains why. It says that women need to be a lot more humble and grateful to men for the many things that men have given women. If not, the men in Western countries in a year or so will become as openly hostile and verbally aggressive towards misandrist feminist women as South Korean men are today against misandrist feminist South Korean women. There is, at the moment, a public, verbally violent gender war going on in South Korea. Now the flyer itself. Masculists Don't Respect Women, by Prof. Dr. Hugo Daguerreos. Email profhugodaguerreos@yahoo.com. Website profhugodaguerreos.wordpress.com. Masculists don't respect women as a group and state that fact publicly. If you ask the questions, quote, on what grounds should women be respected? How do women earn men's respect? End quote. You may be surprised by the answers that masculists give. If, as a man, you have not been utterly brainwashed by your mother or your feminist girlfriend to believe that women deserve respect simply because women are women, then when you start thinking objectively why or why not women should be respected, you may be surprised just how little women are respect worthy. So, this flyer is largely about why masculists think that women, as a group, as a sex, are so little respect worthy. Consider the following thought experiment. Imagine, suddenly, all the women died. Then men would live on for another century, and probably indefinitely, due to a massive research program to solve the reproduction problem. However, if suddenly all the men died, then within 6 months, there would be a massive starvation die-off of the women, due to the simple fact that women could not run the machines that keep modern society alive. Women would crash back to the Stone Age. Modern feminism has so trashed men that today, two-thirds of young men in the US don't even date young women, seeing them as undateable, as too poisoned by feminism. To biconscious masculists, monoconscious feminist public trashing of men is hypocritical bigotry. So typically, when a biconscious masculist comes across a monoconscious feminist publicly trashing men, he bites her fucking head off, haranguing her with verbally violent, ideologically hateful masculist rhetoric, telling her that women should be extremely grateful to men, should highly respect men, since without men, women would not survive 6 months. This flyer provides intellectual ammunition to budding biconscious masculists, so they use these ideas to crush arrogant, misandrist, monoconscious, feminazi bitches, giving these women a taste of their own hypocritical medicine, telling these women how inferior women are relative to men in so many respects. One of the main ideas that feminists preach to women is that, quote, female voice,
anything a man can do, a woman can do.
To some extent, this is true. If one places the distribution of performance scores for some task, for men and for women, the two distribution curves will largely overlap. So statistically speaking, this overlap shows that the feminist belief is correct, statistically speaking. But thanks to the very general biological phenomenon of GMV, that's greater male variance, women cannot compete with men at the top end of the performance scale, in brackets, just as men cannot compete with women at the bottom end of the performance scale, close brackets. On just about any measurable trait that one can measure for men and for women, men will have a greater variance. That is, their scores on this measurable trait will be more spread out over a whole population than will women's. This greater spread outness goes under the technical label of GMV. When it comes to IQ, for example, men's IQ variance is about 10% larger than women's, which implies that the morons and the genii are male. Since the genii are male, it's not surprising to learn that women have won only 4% of science Nobel Prizes. According to GPT-5, given the question, quote, what percentage of science Nobel Prizes have been won by women? Gave the answer, quote, a recent analysis notes that only about 4% of Nobel laureates in the science categories are women. This is only a slight increase from 3% 30 years ago, end quote. The answer went on to ask, quote, why is the percentage so low? And answered, dash, due to, quote, historical exclusion of women from scientific institutions, fewer women being nominated, structural biases in recognition and career development. The fact that the above reasons utterly fail to mention the main reason, that is that women are too dumb to win science Nobel Prizes at male rates, shows how biased society is towards the idea of genetic superiority of men over women in many respects. If you really want to crush some feminazi who strongly objects to the idea of genetic superiority of men over women when it comes to genius, feed her the following argument, in brackets, but probably it will be water on a duck's back, since most feminazis are real isionates and innumerates who will not even understand what the hell you are talking about, close brackets. Here's the argument. The proportion of women to men at various IQ levels needed to get a PhD in pure math, to be a full professor in pure math, to win a Fields Medal in pure math, as predicted by the male and female IQ distribution Gaussian bell curves, match very closely the actual proportions in the real world. Women are dumber than men on average by 4 IQ points, research shows. For example, consult the works of Professors Richard Lynn, L-Y-N-N, or Philippe Rushton, R-U-S-H-T-O-N, and have a 10% smaller IQ variance than men. Knowing these two parameters, the IQ mean and the IQ variance, one can plug these into the Gaussian bell curve formula and derive the male and female IQ distribution formula, from which one can calculate the proportion of men to women, or women to men, at various IQ levels. At full professor in pure math level, the theory predicts about a tenth of such professors will be women. At the Fields Medal winner level, the prediction is that there will be only one such female winner per century. How do these mathematical theoretical predictions match real-world proportions? Answer? Pretty closely. From my own experience in computer science, pure math, and mathematical physics at a string of universities over my career, the 1 in 10 ratio is about right. I asked GPT-5, how many women have won the Fields Medal, and got the answer, 2. Thus, there is a very good fit between the theory and the reality. On asking GPT-5 why the proportion of women is so low, that's with a Fields Medal, It gave the usual culturist spiel as an explanation. Brackets, early educational disparities, fewer women in advanced mathematics tracks, structural barriers in academia, recognition bias, long timelines to award eligibility, cultural and societal expectations, close brackets. God, maskless scientist mathematicians like myself are fed up with this feminist culturist bias. Women get freaked out when men tell women that women lack genius. As a case in point, recently I had a ding-dong argument with my own feminist girlfriend about what I call, quote, women's engineering and mathematical fuckwittedness, end quote. She was having difficulty putting two separated parts of a pair of scissors together to make a functioning whole. I watched her struggle and laughed. She gave them to me. I placed the two parts overlapping so that if they were connected, they would function as desired, and put my fingers and thumb in the openings to show to her that that is how they should be positioned. I then looked at the male and female parts to see how they connect. Rotated one a bit, one part a bit, and hey presto, the two were connected, all done in a few seconds. I said to my girlfriend, you know, all my adult life, I've been amazed at women's engineering and mathematical fuckwittedness. She then exploded, telling me how insulting I was. I said to her, yes, I'm being insulting, but it's the reality. Women are fuckwitted when it comes to math and engineering. Ask any male mathematician or engineer what he thinks about women's general math or engineering ability, and he'll tell you in very negative, condescending terms. The fact that women, especially feminists, cannot simply accept their genetic inferiority in certain respects merely increases the level of male contempt for such female inferiorities and for the inability of feminists to accept these inferiorities. Men, especially maskers, get really pissed off at women who trash men publicly, when women should be a lot more grateful to men for giving women so much. Without men, women would probably be still living in the Stone Age. Women build nothing. Point out to a monoconscious, bitching feminist, quote, look around you. All this construction that you live in, work in, was built by men. You women build nothing, invent nothing, create nothing. There are no female Einsteins, Beethovens, Kants. You women lack genius. Men evolve to understand and manipulate the world. Women evolved to manipulate men, to extract more resources from them, to keep themselves and their babies alive. Men have won 96% of the science Nobel Prizes. 90% of CEOs of major companies are men. 90% of members of the Royal Society are men, and so on and on. If I could be bothered, I could give dozens of examples of superior performance by men compared to women. So women need to be a lot, capital letters, more humble towards men, more grateful to men for what men do for women. It's men who build cultures, and it's women who parasite off them. Men don't respect women due to women's greatly inferior performance track record. Men only tolerate women due to women's two traditional monopolies of vagina and womb. The only real thing that men find attractive about women are their vaginas. If it weren't for sex, the great glue between the sexes, then if suddenly all women sewed up their vaginas, then probably, quickly, men would lose interest in women, treating women as alien inferiors who nag, whine, bitch, are irrational, emotional, hysterical, being a real pain in the ass for men to be with. The sex bots are coming out now with luscious curves, film star faces, creamy, grippy vaginas and increasingly equipped with AI-based conversational abilities, with female personalities highly commercially attuned to suit men's preferences. Jap scientists have already grown a lamb in an art womb, that's artificial womb, and human artificial womb trials are currently being prepared. So soon, babies will be born without needing women. When men can grow their own kids and get better sex from their sex bots than from women, then men will not need women. So probably men will become a lot ruder to women, forcing women to become conscious how desperately women need men just to survive. Men are fed up with public feminist misandry and now stamp it out whenever they come across it. In South Korea, relations between the sexes are the worst in the world, in the sense that the two sexes are now publicly at war against each other, to the point that politicians are putting anti-feminist or anti-masculist agendas in their political platforms. Men in South Korea are several years ahead of Western countries when it comes to expressing open, public vitriol against feminism, that is, against deeply misandrous, monoconscious feminism. If women don't become a lot more grateful and humble towards what men do for women, then a few years from now, Western countries will be where South Korea is now. If you'd like to know more about state-of-the-art gender politics in South Korea, go searching on YouTube with keywords such as South Korea, gender wars, gender hostility, etc. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email prof.hugodegaris@yahoo.com.